Welcome to your deep dive all about preconception care.
Thanks for having me.
It looks like you're really thinking ahead about how to have the healthiest pregnancy possible.
Yeah.
We're talking next level stuff here.
Yeah.
Way beyond just popping a prenatal vitamin.
You're right on the money.
So,
it's amazing how much power we have,
okay,
even before conception, to impact not just the pregnancy itself,
yeah,
but the lifelong health of our children.
It's like a secret superpower most people don't even realize they have.
Oh.
So let's dive right in.
Yeah.
What's the first thing people should know about preconception care?
Well, it might surprise you to learn that preconception care isn't just about the first pregnancy.
Oh.
It's actually crucial for every pregnancy.
Every pregnancy.
Yeah.
I'll admit, that's news to me.
Okay.
Tell me more about that.
Think of it this way.
Okay.
Each pregnancy is a unique event.
Right.
And your body goes through so many changes.
Yeah.
The time between pregnancies,
okay,
what we call the interconception period,
mm-hmm,
is crucial for letting your body recover and reset.
So it's not just about bouncing back physically,
mm-hmm,
but also giving your body a chance to be in peak condition for the next pregnancy.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. Studies have shown that with each additional pregnancy, the risk of complications,
okay,
like gestational diabetes,
yeah,
or
yeah,
preeclampsia, can actually increase.
You'd think it would be the opposite.
Right.
Like your body would be more prepared the second or third time around.
Yeah, you think so.
Why would the risk go up?
It's a combination of factors.
Okay.
Sometimes life just gets in the way.
Yeah.
And healthy habits might slip after having a baby.
Sure.
You might have less time for exercise. Sleep gets disrupted.
Yeah.
And maybe your diet isn't as ideal as it was before.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And we're not just talking about a small increase in risk, are we?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Some studies have found that the risk of certain complications can double or even triple with subsequent pregnancies if those health factors aren't addressed.
Okay, so it's clear that preconception care is important for every pregnancy.
Yeah.
Not just the first.
Mm-hmm.
But how common are these preconception health issues?
Right.
Are we talking about a small percentage of people?
Yeah.
Or is this something that affects most of us?
It's way more common than you might think.
Okay.
A staggering 90% of women.
Wow.
And over 50% of men have at least one preconception health issue they could be addressing.
Seriously, yeah. 90% of women.
Uh-huh.
So realistically, anyone listening to this right now,
yeah,
probably has something they could optimize before even thinking about getting pregnant.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's why this deep dive is so important. It's about empowering you with the knowledge,
right,
to take control of your health.
Yeah.
And give your future child the best possible start.
All right. I'm definitely starting to feel empowered already.
Good.
So where do we even begin?
So,
everyone always talks about folate, but how important is it really?
Folate is absolutely essential for preventing neural tube defects in babies.
Right.
And it's crucial to start taking it before you even conceive.
Okay.
But there's more to it than just popping any old prenatal vitamin.
Okay, let's break this down.
Okay.
We usually hear the standard recommendation is 400 micrograms of folic acid daily.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's the baseline, yes.
Okay.
But recent research suggests that 400 micrograms might not be enough for everyone.
Interesting.
For example, women with a BMI over 30.
Okay.
Those with diabetes,
mm-hmm,
or those on certain medications, like anticonvulsants, may need higher doses,
yeah,
to ensure their bodies are absorbing enough.
Interesting. So it's not as simple as grabbing the first prenatal vitamin off,
yeah,
the shelf.
Exactly.
Okay.
And here's another thing that surprised me.
Okay.
Taking 2-MECH folic acid can actually be a problem.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I always thought it was one of those things where more is better.
Right.
Why would too much folic acid be a bad thing?
Well, research has found that having too much unmetabolized folic acid in your system,
okay,
can be harmful.
Okay.
It's like anything too much of a good thing can backfire.
I guess that's true for a lot of things in life,
right,
not just vitamins.
Yeah.
So what's the takeaway here?
So
how do we know how much folate is right for us?
The best thing you can do is talk to your doctor.
Okay.
They can help you assess your individual needs based on your medical,
mm-hmm,
lifestyle,
yeah,
and any medications you're taking.
All right, so we've tackled folate.
Yeah.
What else is at the top of the list when it comes to preconception health?
Weight management is another big one.
Okay.
And this ties back to a fascinating concept called fetal programming.
Ah, yes, fetal programming.
Yeah.
I remember reading about that.
Okay.
It has something to do with the idea that what happens during pregnancy,
uh-huh,
can have long-term effects on a child's health, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's also known as the developmental origins of health and disease.
Right.
Or DHEDHOD.
It's the idea that your environment and behaviors during those critical 9 months can actually influence your child's risk of developing chronic diseases later in life. So we're not just talking about the baby's health in the womb, but setting them up for a healthy life overall.
Exactly.
Wow.
Think of it like building a house. Okay. If the foundation is weak, the entire structure is more likely to have problems down the line.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
So how does weight specifically play into all of this?
Well, research has found that if a mother is overweight or obese going into pregnancy, her child is at a higher risk for things like childhood obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even some types of cancer.
Wow, that's pretty alarming.
Yeah.
Are we talking about a slight increase in risk or a significant jump?
It can be pretty significant.
Oh, cool.
For example, some studies have shown that children of mothers who were obese during pregnancy are three times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes.
Triple the risk. That's huge.
Yeah. Right.
And I imagine the risks are even higher if the mother gains weight between pregnancies too.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
If weight is gained between pregnancies, the risks can actually compound with each subsequent pregnancy.
Okay, so it's not just about fitting back into your genes after baby number one.
Right.
It's about making sure you're at a healthy weight before even thinking about trying for another baby.
Right.
Okay.
And it's not just about weight loss either.
Right.
It's about overall healthy habits.
Sure.
Eating a nutritious diet.
Yeah.
Getting regular exercise.
Right.
Managing stress.
Mm-hmm.
And getting enough sleep.
So it's about creating a healthy lifestyle that supports both your well-being and the well-being of your future children.
Exactly.
Okay.
And remember, this isn't about guilt or shame.
Right.
It's about empowerment.
Yeah.
And taking proactive steps to give your child the best possible start in life.
That's such an important message. Preconception care is about being proactive and informed.
Right.
Not about beating ourselves up over past choices.
Exactly. It's a journey.
Yeah.
And we're all in this together.
I love that.
Yeah. Speaking of setting ourselves up for success.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about managing pre-existing conditions like diabetes.
Yeah, I've heard that diabetes can be a big factor in preconception health.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
And it's something that often gets overlooked.
Hmm.
You see, for women with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, getting their blood sugar levels under control before pregnancy is absolutely crucial.
Okay, so we're talking about monitoring blood sugar closely and keeping those numbers within a healthy range.
Right. Specifically, we want to see an HbA1c level of less than 6.5%.
Now, for those of us who aren't familiar with diabetes lingo, can you explain what HbA1c is and why it's so important?
Of course.
Okay.
HbA1c is a blood test.
Right.
That gives us a picture of your average blood sugar levels over the past 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
It's a more reliable indicator of blood sugar control than just checking your levels at a single point in time.
So it's like getting a long-term view of how well your blood sugar is being managed.
Exactly.
Hmm.
And for women with diabetes,
Achieving
good blood sugar control before pregnancy can significantly reduce the risk of birth defects.
Wow. I didn't realize the connection was that strong.
It is. Mm-hmm. High blood sugar levels in the early weeks of pregnancy when many women don't even know they're pregnant yet, can interfere with the baby's development and increase the risk of congenital abnormalities.
So for someone with diabetes, working closely with their doctor to get those levels in check is one of the most important things they can do before trying to conceive.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's about being proactive.
Yeah.
And taking control of your health to give your baby the best possible start.
Now let's talk about something that I think most people are aware of, but maybe don't fully understand the implications of smoking, alcohol.
Right.
And surprisingly, e-cigarettes.
Yes.
These are all important to address. And there are some misconceptions out there that we need to debunk.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, let's start with the obvious, smoking.
Okay.
I think most people know that smoking is harmful during pregnancy.
Right.
But is it really that big of a deal before conception?
It absolutely is.
Right.
Smoking damages your eggs.
Oh, wow.
And can make it harder to get pregnant in the first place.
Hmm.
And if you do conceive while smoking, you're increasing your risk of miscarriage, premature birth, low birth weight, and a whole host of other complications.
So it's not just about protecting the baby once you're pregnant.
Uh-huh.
It's about optimizing your fertility and egg health.
Yes.
Even before conception.
Precisely.
Okay.
And the same goes for alcohol.
I think there's this idea out there that a little bit of alcohol here and there is okay. especially in the early stages of trying to conceive. Is there any truth to that?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
The truth is, there's no safe amount of alcohol to consume when you're pregnant or even trying to get pregnant.
Really? So even one glass of wine a week could be problematic.
That's right.
Wow.
Alcohol can interfere with ovulation,
Okay.
fertilization, and implantation.
Okay.
And if you do conceive while drinking,
Yeah.
even small amounts of alcohol can have negative impacts on fetal development.
Okay, that's definitely something to consider.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't realize that even those early weeks before a missed period are so crucial.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
Those are the weeks when the baby's organs and systems are forming.
Right.
And even small exposures to toxins like alcohol
Yeah.
can have a lasting impact.
Now, what about e-cigarettes?
Right.
They've become so popular, and they're often marketed as a safer alternative to smoking.
Yeah.
Do we know how they affect preconception health?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's something that researchers are still studying. The truth is, we don't yet know the full extent of the effects of vaping
Right.
on fertility and pregnancy.
So even though they might seem less harmful than traditional cigarettes,
Yeah.
it's best to err on the side of caution.
Exactly. Until we have more data,
Right.
it's simply not worth the risk.
Yeah.
We do know that e-cigarettes still contain nicotine,
Right.
which is a known toxin that can affect fetal development.
Okay.
And they also contain other potentially harmful chemicals like heavy metals and volatile organic compounds,
Wow.
which haven't been fully studied in the context of pregnancy.
It seems like a good rule of thumb is that if you're thinking about trying to conceive,
Yeah.
it's best to eliminate any unnecessary exposures to potential toxins, whether it's smoking, alcohol, or vaping.
I completely agree.
Okay.
It's all about minimizing risks
Yeah.
and giving your future child the healthiest possible start.
Okay, so we've covered some of the lifestyle factors.
Yeah, that play a role in preconception health. Now, let's talk about something a bit more technical, genetic carrier screening.
Yes, this is an area that's becoming increasingly important
Okay.
as we learn more about the role of genetics in health.
From what I understand, genetic carrier screening is a blood test
Yeah.
that can tell you if you carry genes for certain inherited conditions that could be passed down to your children.
That's right. It's
Okay.
a way to assess your risk of having a child with a genetic disorder, even if you don't have any family history of the condition.
I think there's a common misconception that these conditions are incredibly rare.
Right.
Is that true?
Not at all.
Okay.
Inherited conditions are actually more common than you might think.
Yeah.
They affect up to 1 in 400 people in Australia.
Wow, that's a significant number. So it's something that really anyone planning a pregnancy should consider.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Genetic carrier screening is recommended for all individuals planning a pregnancy.
Regardless of their background or family history.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I know we have some notes here about new Medicare rebates for certain genetic screenings in Australia.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, that's great news.
Yeah.
Recently, Medicare rebates became available for cystic fibrosis,
Okay.
spinal muscular atrophy, and Fragile X screening,
Oh, yeah.
making these tests more accessible to couples who want to understand their genetic risks.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It sounds like there are different types of screening panels available. Can you walk us through those?
Sure. The most basic panel is the three-gene panel, which screens for cystic fibrosis,
Right.
spinal muscular atrophy,
Okay.
and Fragile X syndrome.
Gotcha.
But there are also expanded panels available
Okay.
that can screen for hundreds or even thousands of genes.
Wow, thousands of genes. That's amazing.
Yeah.
How do you know which panel is right for you?
That's a conversation to have with your doctor. They can help you assess your individual risk factors,
Right.
including your ethnicity and family history, to determine the most appropriate level of screening.
And what happens if the screening shows that you are a carrier for one of these conditions?
Well, it's important to remember that being a carrier doesn't mean you'll definitely have a child with the condition.
Okay.
It simply means you have a gene for it that you could potentially pass on.
Okay.
If both partners are carriers for the same condition,
Right.
the risk of having a child with the disorder increases significantly.
So, what are the options for couples who are confirmed carriers?
There are a few different options depending on their circumstances and comfort level.
Okay.
For couples who are planning to conceive naturally, knowing their carrier status allows them to make informed decisions about their pregnancy.
Right.
They may choose to proceed with the pregnancy and have prenatal testing to determine if the fetus is affected.
What other options are available?
For couples who are considering in vitro fertilization,
okay,
or IVF, there's an option called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis.
Right.
Or PGD.
PGD.
Yeah.
How does PGD work?
PGD allows doctors to screen embryos for specific genetic conditions.
Right.
Before they're implanted in the uterus.
Gotcha.
This means couples who are carriers for a genetic disorder can choose to implant embryos that do not carry the condition, mm-hmm. reducing the risk of having a child with the disorder.
Wow, that's incredible technology.
Yeah.
It really gives couples a lot of control and options.
It does.
Yeah.
And that's what's so empowering about genetic carrier screening.
Right.
It gives you knowledge and choices,
mm-hmm.
allowing you to make decisions that are right for your family.
It's amazing how far science has come. I bet this kind of testing wasn't even available a generation ago.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's relatively new.
Right.
And it's becoming more accessible and affordable all the time.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about lifestyle factors,
uh-huh.
managing pre-existing conditions,
yeah.
and genetic testing. What else should people be thinking about when it comes to preconception care?
Well, this might seem obvious,
yeah,
but it's important to talk to your doctor about any medications you're taking.
Okay.
Both prescription and over-the-counter.
Really?
Mm.
Even seemingly harmless things like pain relievers or allergy medications?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Some medications can be harmful to a developing fetus.
Right.
Especially during those early weeks when organs are forming.
Okay.
Other medications might need to be adjusted.
Yeah.
Or switched to safer alternatives during pregnancy.
So it's best to just play it safe.
Right.
And have a conversation with your doctor about any medications you're taking.
Yes.
No matter how benign they might seem.
Exactly.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
Your doctor is there to help you navigate all of this.
Yeah.
And make informed decisions.
Now, I know we've been talking a lot about physical health.
Okay.
But what about mental health?
Yeah.
Does that play a role in preconception care?
It absolutely does.
Oh.
Mental health is a crucial part of overall well-being.
Right.
And it's just as important as physical health.
Yeah.
When it comes to preparing for pregnancy.
So we're talking about things like depression, anxiety, and stress.
Yes, all of those things.
Okay.
Untreated mental health conditions.
Right.
Can impact fertility.
Okay.
Pregnancy outcomes.
Yeah.
And even your ability to bond with your baby after they're born.
So if you're struggling with mental health issues,
uh-huh.
it's important to seek help and
yeah.
get those under control before trying to conceive.
Exactly.
Okay.
There are effective treatments available, including mm-hmm. therapy and medication,
right.
that can help you manage your symptoms and feel your best.
And it's not just about diagnosed mental health conditions, right?
Yeah.
What about the everyday stresses of life?
Yeah. Right.
Those can't be good for preconception health either.
You're right.
Yeah.
Stress can have a huge impact on our hormones and overall well-being,
right.
which can affect fertility and pregnancy. Finding healthy ways to manage stress,
mm.
like exercise, yoga,
right.
meditation, or spending time in nature is essential.
So it's about taking care of your whole self, mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly.
Before embarking on the journey of parenthood.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about creating a foundation of health and well-being,
right.
that will support you through pregnancy, childbirth, and beyond.
Now, I want to touch on something that I think a lot of people don't even consider as part of preconception care,
mm-hmm.
environmental exposures.
Yes, this is an important
right.
but often overlooked aspect of preconception health.
Can you give us some examples of the types of environmental exposures
yeah,
that
yeah,
could
yeah.
be problematic?
We're talking about things like endocrine disrupting chemicals,
okay.
which are found in many everyday products,
right?
From plastics to personal care products to pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
These chemicals can interfere with hormone function.
Right.
And potentially affect fertility and pregnancy outcomes.
It's pretty alarming when you think about how many chemicals we're exposed to on a daily basis.
It is.
Yeah.
And then there are things like heavy metals.
Right.
Which can be found in contaminated water and certain types of fish.
Well,
exposure to heavy metals during pregnancy has been linked to developmental delays
mm-hmm.
and other health problems in children.
So it's not just about what we put in our bodies,
yes.
but also what we're exposed to in our environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about being mindful of the products we use,
right.
the foods we eat,
yeah.
and the environments we spend time in.
So what can we do to minimize our exposure to these harmful substances?
There are a lot of simple things you can do.
Okay.
Choose organic produce whenever possible.
Okay.
Filter your drinking water.
Right.
Avoid using harsh cleaning products.
Mm.
And be cautious about the personal care products you use.
I've also heard that certain types of cookware can leach chemicals into food.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that something to be concerned about?
Opt for cookware made from stainless steel, cast iron or glass, instead of non-stick options, which can release harmful chemicals when heated.
These are all great tips.
Yeah.
It's empowering to know that we can make choices
Uh-huh.
that can protect our health and the health of our future children.
Exactly. It's about being informed and taking action.
Now, I know we've covered a lot of ground here, and
Right.
it can feel a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, there's just so much to think about.
I understand it's a lot to take in,
Right.
but remember, you don't have to do it all at once. You don't have to do it alone.
That's right. We have amazing healthcare providers who can guide us through this process and help us create a personalized plan that feels manageable and empowering.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Your GP is a great place to start.
Yeah.
They can assess your individual needs, answer any questions you might have, and refer you to specialists if needed. So the key takeaway here is to start the conversation.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about your family planning goals
Right.
and ask about preconception care. It's an investment in your health, your future child's health,
Yeah.
and the health of generations to come.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well said.
Knowledge is power. And taking proactive steps to optimize your health before pregnancy is one of the most powerful things you can do.
It seems like preconception care is truly a holistic approach to health.
Yeah.
We've talked about everything from nutrition and exercise to genetic testing and environmental exposures.
It is.
Is there anything else people should be thinking about as they prepare for pregnancy?
There is. We've touched on mental health, but it's worth diving a little deeper into that aspect. Research shows that psychosocial assessments are an important part of preconception care.
So we're not just talking about clinical diagnoses like depression or anxiety, but also taking a broader look at a person's overall well-being.
Exactly. It's about considering factors like stress levels, relationship dynamics, history of trauma or abuse, and even financial stability. All of these things can have a profound impact on a person's mental and emotional state, which in turn can affect their ability to conceive, have a healthy pregnancy, and be a present and engaged parent.
I imagine that for someone who's experienced domestic violence or intimate partner violence,
Yeah.
the thought of bringing a child into that environment could be incredibly stressful
Yeah.
and even dangerous.
You're absolutely right. It's essential to address these issues and create a safe and supportive environment before even considering pregnancy.
And what about financial stress? I know that can be a huge burden for a lot of people.
Financial worries can be incredibly overwhelming and can contribute to anxiety, depression, and relationship problems. It's important to have honest conversations about finances and create a plan that feels manageable before adding the expenses of a new baby to the mix.
So it's not just about being physically healthy, but also emotionally, mentally, and even financially prepared for the challenges of parenthood.
Precisely. It's about creating a strong foundation on all levels so that you can truly thrive as a parent and give your child the best possible start in life.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation, and
And
I feel like I've learned so much about preconception care
yeah.
and the incredible power we have to impact the health of our future children.
Right.
But I have to admit, it
Yeah.
can feel a bit overwhelming at times.
I understand.
There's just so much to think about.
It is a lot to take in, but remember, you don't have to do it all at once, and you don't have to do it alone.
That's right. We have amazing healthcare providers who can guide us through this process and help us create a personalized plan that feels manageable and empowering.
Absolutely. Your GP is a great place to start. They can assess your individual needs, answer any questions you might have, and refer you to specialists if needed.
So the key takeaway here is to start the conversation.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to talk to your doctor about your family planning goals and ask about preconception care.
It's one of the best things you can do.
It's an investment in your health, your future child's health, and the health of generations to come.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well said. This deep dive has definitely given us a lot to think about and
Good.
discuss with our healthcare providers.
Yes.
We hope you feel empowered to take charge of your preconception health
Absolutely.
and create the healthiest possible future for your family.